Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was Wes Durham on the call along with Dave Archer and Bo producing for the Falcons Radio Network. That was here on 92.9 The Game as the Falcons come back to beat the Eagles 22-21. On Monday Night Football, these guys in here are dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do love it when the Eagles games start, Tiff, and we get to hear this Rocky theme. And I like it even better when we break their hearts on Monday Night Football.
Okay, well, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Ooh. It is time for the wake-up call.
I'll have to go first, and I know it's coming.
Well, let me give the number.
I'll have to go first.
404-726-0929.
My name is Michael. I am here to admit that I probably gave up on this team a little bit too early last night, inside of 2 minutes. Did not expect the Eagles to try to throw for the ball, throw for the first down and everything else that was going on. So I just made a comment on the socials that, you know, the tush push really was, to me, a pivotal point in this game. And it resulted in an Eagles win. And yet it didn't. And I spent a lot of time after that on the socials owning up to it. So the wake-up call goes to me. I don't know why I lost faith in this team in the last 2 minutes. I did not lose faith on them for the long run, but last night definitely was like trying to search for reasons as to why they might have lost that game.
Yeah, I've thought about this one, and I was sitting here rewatching the play and thinking about it. I can't blame Nick Sirianni for throwing it there. If you can't trust your $13 million versatile running back to catch a little three-yard swing, little out pass, then you don't deserve to win the game. And I thought, and I mean, they were gashing them, Tiff, but, they had our defense kind of on our heels. But, you know, it's not a terrible play call. It's terribly executed by the running back who dropped it.
Who then took accountability for it.
He did.
He let the team down, so.
That's who he is. He's not a bad dude. He just had a bad play.
A bad moment, yes. All right, lines are open. Let's go to them. We have KC in Dallas, Georgia. Good morning. KC, you with us?
What's up?
Hey, hey.
Hey.
So, my wake-up, sorry, it's been a crazy morning.
I hear you.
My wake-up call this morning is, I mean, this is why Atlanta went out to get Kirk Cousins at $180 million contract. You know, everybody's saying it was the worst contract created by the Falcons. This is why we paid $180 million for Kirk Cousins, that last minute and a half drive, the last 62-second drive of that game.
Mm. Mm. Tell him again, Casey. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's let the man do his job, right? Everybody, he's not healthy. He ain't healthy. That last 62 seconds of the game proved to me that he was healthy. That last 62 seconds of the game could be a Super Bowl for us in the future.
Mm. Oh,
I love
ready to go there.
I mean,
there's
a lot of truth. I don't know if this is true or not. Like, this is just something I noticed, but your third quarter, it's 10-9, and Jalen Carter got one of the few times he got in the backfield. He beats Lindstrom 1-on-1, and he flushes Kirk. Kirk throws it deep down the sideline away and kind of short hops, I think, Darnell Mooney. And after that, it felt like something clicked or released or a woo-saw was said, because then you end up getting in that 4th-and-4, and he stands in the pocket. McGarry does a good job. The whole offensive line does. You hit Ray-Ray. And then the next play, Tiff, is the back foot dime he throws to Darnell Mooney, which ends up becoming the first touchdown for the Falcons of the game. It just felt like Kirk was different after that. Again, that's just something I noticed. Maybe it's just, just positive thinking by me, but that's what I noticed.
Back to the lines we go. JP and Marietta, what's happening?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, JP?
I feel good this morning. Yeah. I feel like a cloud has been sort of lifted over this franchise and this city, because with 34 seconds to go and we scored, I said, uh-oh, we scored too soon. And we are used to seeing the Falcon and give up a field goal or defense give up a big play here or there. But what I saw last night was great. The two plays of the game I thought were Jesse Bates punching the ball out of Devontae Smith's hand in the end zone.
So agree.
Where it looked like he had a sure touchdown. Yeah. And he punched it out and he saved a touchdown. I think we might have given up three there. I can't remember. And how about Young Wei Koo on that 48-yard extra point? That wasn't no gimme.
Shout out to special teams.
Yeah,
so I'm just so proud of this team. I got to give Zach Robinson some love. I cooked him last week, but he's a young play caller. He adjusted. I'm so happy for Ra. I'm so happy for this city, and I'm proud today to be an Atlanta Falcons fan. Rise up.
Let's go. What a great call. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I think KC probably stands for Kirk Cousins. That a boy, KC. Yeah.
That was JP.
That was JP.
Oh, never mind. But you know what I mean, though? I love that, dude. God, I feel that same way about the cloud.
But I think that he had two important plays, because that Jesse Bates play was key, and then the Young Wei Koo, that's a 47-yard extra point, ladies and gentlemen.
It's unfortunate. No, man, but I think a lot of Falcons fans are probably feeling the same way about that last minute plus of the game last night. It just feel like you exercised some demons in that moment, and we mentioned it. It's the biggest win so far of the post-Matt Ryan era, and it hopefully can only build from there in terms of the confidence of this offense.
We are headed to College Park now. That is where we find James. James, how you feeling this morning?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I just want to say, I'm like Mike. I didn't give up on the team, but when Saquon dropped that ball, I felt like, oh, no, we got a chance. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, we needed this win, because like you say, Tip, it was a low-key must win, because you don't want to start 0-3 with the Saints and Buccaneers being 2-0. With that being said, it's a Victory Tuesday. Rise up. Hashtag Big Squid Nation.
Yeah. Oh. Let's go, James.
Boo.
Love it. Love
you
it.
Ruin the vibes like that, James.
Well, that being said, we probably shouldn't go to the next caller.
Oh, we have to.
You have to?
We have to go to
my boy. I'll let you do the introduction then.
All right. The official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. My boy, the guy you should call when you need the big truck, small
don't
truck.
Don't forget that it's 1-1 in truck. That car right now. There is a member of the mafia.
Yeah. I think he's already dropped his daughter off. Anthony, let's go. What you got, my friend?
Good morning. Victory Tuesday. How sweet it is, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, sir.
What a game. My heart is going boom, diddy, bye bye the whole time during this game. So my wake-up call is for all of them fake Falcons fans that were not fans up until the last 90 seconds of that game. Go ahead and stay in your place. Stay in your lane. All right? Royal one. We stuck around. We knew it was going to happen. I ain't trying to throw no shade, Mike. It's all right. You're a man. You made your mistake. But big thing is, in a business, you got to spend money to make money. Mm. And that's why you go pay Jesse Bates for the punch-outs, for the interceptions, to seal the game. That's why you pay Kirk Cousins to come in, a veteran, to operate in 2 minutes. Good Lord, I hope he operates in 2 minutes for the rest of the year, because everything was fluid, everybody was on the same page, everybody was moving with a purpose. My goodness gracious, what a game. And the great words of Andre Benjamin 3K, the South, has something to say.
Ain't that the
nice
truth?
Nice work, man. Nice work. And flam, flam, flam to your daughter in the backseat. I think I heard her, man.
Yeah, I did hear her.
Oh, yeah. I'd be remiss without saying that. Wham, wham, wham for my girl.
Wham, wham, wham.
All right, we got enough of that. Appreciate you, Anthony. We'll talk to you later. I'll text you later. We don't need to talk to you anymore. No.
Shout out, man.
I can't. Yeah. But look, it just feels... It feels good, because the fan base, everybody around this organization needed that one. And because, you know, you just needed to calm the seas a little bit.
I And you know what's crazy about it? And I try, even with the business that we are in, I try not to let 63 seconds or whatever it is of a football game control my mood moving throughout a week. But it's just crazy because I think most fans feel that way. It just completely changes your feelings for not only the next week, but just beyond that, considering where you were as a franchise and as a team in that spot last night. So just a massive comeback.
We'll continue to ride the wave of a Falcons victory coming on Monday Night Football against the Eagles. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.